If we take a person of Iman, belief, everyone with Iman has a desire with regards to the hereafter, whether it's a pious person or if it's a muttaqi, fearful of Allah, or somebody who's pious or good deeds, or if it's a poor soul who is a sinner or whoever, but everybody has one desire, and that desire is this, that the thing that is reality, the stark reality that we see day and night, and our turn will come. We are all stood in the queue in the process of going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the name of this journey, because every journey, every safar has a name. If you're going to India or Pakistan, I'm going to this city. Where are you going? Oh, I'm going here from A to B. And then we say the name of the city, I'm going to this city. I'm going to Lahore, Karachi, Delhi, Bombay. So this journey Allah Ta'ala has defined and called, given it a name. Allah Ta'ala himself has mentioned the name of this safar, and the name of that safar is Maut, death. So we are sitting in the train of Maut, death. We have to get there. And when somebody dies, we are sad, we're distressed, we shed tears, and we lead the janazah or pray janazah salah. But we've never thought that this journey, I'm also going to follow suit. I'm also going to depart from here. So this safar, every individual has a desire that maut will come, death will come, and such a death should come to me. And we do a lot of du'as, that we do ibadah, we worship, that we want such a death, through which Allah Ta'ala has mentioned himself, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan maradiyya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that this is the desire of every believer. Isn't everybody got this desire? Yes, the person who's dying has this desire. Subhanallah. What is that desire? That, oh my Mawla, my Lord, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan maradiyya. Allah Ta'ala, I'm dying. When I pass, when I go to you, Allah, when my suffering in this world ends, irji'i ila rabbiki. That I am going to Allah. I am traveling now to Allah. Then it's stated at that time, Allah says, when you're coming to me and maut is coming to you, then how should it be? Insan, the human being, this is our desire. Radiyatam maradiyya. That when I am leaving from here and the angels of death have come, descended, and I'm departing from the people of the world, and the items of the world are disappearing from my eyes, and the doctors have given the answer to me that I'm going to go, and there's no chance, and people start to cry and sob, and people hear that I'm dying, they start crying, and then, oh, he's passed away. People are texting each other, people's jaws drop after that. Then the preparation for the kafan, the coffin, and the graveyard, and the janazah. This is our story, isn't it? And the people are making the documents, the death certificate, then the announcement's made, and on the blackboard is written the name of the deceased person. And that time, what's the position of the deceased? There's not the time to be scared now. Allah says, no need to be scared for this journey. But if you're going to Bombay, for example, and you give the announcement to your uncle and auntie, I'm coming. They're happy then, aren't they, when you're coming? And they'll say, Irji, come to Mamuji. And Mamuji will come with a flower of garland of flowers. And there's the train, and your children will come. And when the train reaches to the destination, will it be happiness or sadness? Happiness, isn't it? You'll be enjoying, oh, that child's going to come, I'm going to kiss him and embrace him, and I'm going to see this person, relative. Allah Ta'ala is saying the same, that when you come to me, then should you be happy or should you be crying? Subhanallah. Eh? Should be happy, isn't it? That should we be afraid of death or should we be happy about death? I'm going to my Rabb, Allah, Rabbul Alameen. Lokbar, can any relative compare to the love of Allah? No. And then, okay, for example, your relatives will make some food for you, biryani, chicken, kebabs, that you're coming, that our guest is coming. So Allah Ta'ala went, what will he prepare for his guests? Subhanallah. Subhanallah, irji'i. Allah Ta'ala also says, isn't it? My guest is coming, my servant's coming. Allah has given us a sketch in the Quran. A sketch of, he's sketched out the scene. Allah Ta'ala said, I'm happy, my guest is coming. Irji'i ila rabbika radiyatan. And what a guest should we be? What type of guest should I be? Us be. We. And which condition should we go to Allah? So Allah Ta'ala has told us now. Radiyatan maradiyah. Allah Ta'ala says, when you come to me, I should be happy with you and you should be happy with me. I should be pleased with you and you should be pleased with me. Subhanallah. So this is our destination. And when we depart in this way, Allah says, Udkhul Jannata. Allah says, come, come, end of story, you've come back to me. Come, let me give you food and a nice abode. Let me show you your home, your palace, your mansion will be stood there. And our servants will be there. The line, thousands of servants holding trays of gold, saluting the believer, giving him the flowers, the necklace of flowers. Welcome, marhaba, welcome, Jannah. This is your palace, this is your mansion, this is your house, and you'll have transportation and your palace. This is from outside, from within. The hoors will come. Which of my husband? My husband's coming from the dunya. I was waiting for him for so long. Do you enjoy this? Hearing this? This is our story. This is the asal story that Allah Ta'ala is telling us. And we're just lost in this world. We have finished ourselves off. We have no izzah. We have no respect for ourselves. No esteem. No self-esteem. Iman. Belief. The person of Iman. How great an individual is. Every man and woman with Iman. Imagine. Imagine. Gauge it. Gauge it. This is our respect. This is our status, glory. Jannah will be decorated and you'll be opening your eyes wide and looking, inshallah, say inshallah. And you're going to such a great place, in Allah's fadl and blessings. The arms have succeeded. And at that time, people ask the 50, 60 years, the difficulties you had and you attained. Forget all the problems of the world. End of story one. Remember any of the challenges of the world. I used to get up in the night. I didn't struggle and mujahida to make effort. I won't even remember any of the troubles and the challenges of the world. This becomes a dream. This dunya will become a dream. And this is the test for man. So look, if we have Iman, Allah has given us Quran, the Kitab. Is there anything greater than the Kitab that can give the message to us from Allah? No, there's no greater guidance than the Quran, from which Allah Ta'ala's message is coming. God is directly, Allah Ta'ala is communicating to us that trust in me, believe in me, have yaqeen in what I'm saying, that you're going to come to me. And after you come to me, this is what's going to happen to the people. So this is the real point here, that when a person departs from the world and dies, and he reaches to Allah, and Allah is pleased with him, and we are pleased with Allah, and then Allah Ta'ala says, I'll give him Jannah. This is everyone's desire, our desire, isn't it? Now we've heard this, and we're happy, alhamdulillah, and we have enjoyed what we've heard. But is there anything in the world that you can succeed by just listening? Tell me from the honestly, from Iman, with Iman. Let's speak with honestly. Honesty. If I say to you, this is your house, I'll make this for you, this will be your shop, business, free of charge on a plate. You say, where? Will you just get it if you leave your front door? Will you get free of charge something on the plate? Will we? So what's the reason? Is that if we want to do all of this, if we want to leave the world, when we are going to leave the world, then we've heard about the hereafter. Let's do amal. Action that will earn the result. Otherwise, standing, we need to have courage and determination. Until today, there's no record that a person's lying down on his bed and we're telling the story, your palace will be made, you'll be happy, you'll have children, a wife. Has this ever occurred automatically after you hear and you just get everything free of charge? So now the will. We think Allah Ta'ala has given us stories in the Quran? Allah has given us folk tales and fairy tales? No, it's not false. Tell me, how many people, brothers, after hearing this ayah, this message, this verse, how many have the desire to fulfill this passion we've heard? After hearing, what should it be that we say, oh, that this position of ours in the world is a waste, I'm wasting time. Now there's two death subjects. Either I shouldn't be in this position where I'm sinful and I don't get nothing. And that's why Allah Ta'ala said that at that time when your eyes close and you die, what will happen? Oh, well, when I say this, my body's trembling. If a person's not good, die, if he doesn't die good, dead, the way his ruh will be pulled out and the angels will be there and he'll shriek, scream, and you say, oh, save me, save me. And the wife, children, who's listening? Nobody. That he's prepared, he's lived all his life, death has come. That's it. So they'll grab him and push him and throw him into the fire of Jahannam, the sinful person who rejected Allah. So we have two routes in front of us. Life is present today. Okay, even I'm 70 years old, even I'm 80 years old, I've still got a chance. 90 years old, I'm still breathing. So Allah Ta'ala, sunnat ilahi is such that when this message reaches to the ears and heart, then start preparing. Allah Ta'ala says, I will include you as the successful people. Doesn't take long. Don't delay. Don't consider that you're too late. No. Today if I hear this point and I realize the truth and I understand that I've lived a life of wasteful activities and death is coming and there's no amal in my life that is worthy of any acceptance that Allah Ta'ala will be pleased with me or I'm pleased with Allah, what do I have? Nothing at all. I have nothing to my name. These salah, I pray Quran and Ramadan fasting, are these worthy? Are these worthy? And this is not the destination. This is not the objective of life. To attain this, Allah Ta'ala has announced himself. Say Subhanallah. It's not difficult. Allah Ta'ala said that you cannot even imagine that a person, how can he get to this maqam? You can imagine that I'll have to explain. Allah Ta'ala says to you directly. so that you will do that amal that will give you success. So easy. So if we get now the formula for success, that Allah Ta'ala gives us the amal, that if you do this amal, this action, if you do this action, Allah guarantees in the Quran that you will attain all of the goodness and success. So tell me, who should know this amal? If we don't know this action that will give success in the hereafter, then put your heads down and analyze, ponder and say, Allah, forgive me. That Allah, I didn't know, I didn't practice on this. How sad, how shameful for me. How shameful for me that I didn't realize the route to success, the formula for success, that this is my condition today. I'm in such a poor state. Maut is about to come, death, and nobody knows what's the preparation, what's the amal to prepare for a successful death and hereafter. If you take a student, any student, if the student doesn't know that what exam have I got tomorrow, he doesn't know, I've got chemistry exam tomorrow, physics, biology, what subject exam have I got tomorrow? And then he goes and sits in the examination room, the student, the examination hall, on the examination table. How foolish a person will he be that you knew the exam is coming today and you're looking around, everyone's doing, I didn't know today what subject was I going to be examined on today. I didn't prepare, I didn't realize, I don't know what today's paper is. If we don't know what exam paper we're going to be examined on, then how will we prepare? If I don't know the amal, the action, then how will I leave this world successfully? How? Okay, today, at least if I understand today, then even that's good enough. Isn't it, brothers? Isn't it? Say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Allah's karam and mercy, Allah Ta'ala's mercy has come to us that today, this evening will be very good for us. This is the first Maghrib after which the time has changed. Before we used to do dhikr after Isha, so today we've got a gift. And mashallah, it's the Rajab gift. Shaban is about to come. Ramadan is going to come to us. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, say Ameen. That Allah Ta'ala will give us some Ramadan. Let's prepare today. So shall we prepare? So let's do amal on this action. And then Allah will give the whole of Ramadan success based on this amal that we're going to discuss. Remember, Allah won't give Ramadan for salah. We pray a lot of salah. Not for Quran. That we open the Quran in Ramadan. We read a lot of Quran. It's not for Umrah. It's not for Hajj. This specific amal, Allah Ta'ala has promised. Allah has promised. If you do this amal, radiyatan maradiyah, great maqam. Great maqam. Allah Ta'ala has shown us those people in the dunya. Allah Ta'ala said, I'm pleased with these people. Tell me, those people, what a life they've got. Brilliant life, eh? So if we're told that at the time of death, you'll get this good news. But what people they be that on the earth while they're living, Allah Ta'ala is saying that I'm pleased with you. Radiyatan mardiyah. Sahaba ikram, radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu. And so foolish is a person who criticizes them, rejects them, astaghfirullah. What an ape and a monkey that person will be who criticizes the Sahaba. Allah Ta'ala is saying I'm pleased with them. The Sahaba ikram, the noble companions. And they say, oh, what kind of people are they? They were nothing. They made these mistakes. Sahaba ikram, astaghfirullah. Sahabiyah, Sahaba Ikram, that it's beyond our intellect and mind. How can a person criticize the Sahaba? What kind of iman does that person have? So they were so great, such a great maqam, that subhanallah, in the Quran, while they were walking, Allah Ta'ala mentioned them in the Quran, that I'm happy with you. Abu Bakr, I'm happy with you. Umar, I'm happy with you. Zubair, I'm happy with you. Talha, I'm happy with you. Subhanallah. And despite this, that Allah, you are pleased with us, said the Sahaba. But even then we desire, we want to do those actions, alhamdulillah, that will earn more pleasure from you as long as we are alive. And this was their condition and mindset and ideology. Subhanallah. So today we know the amal. If we learn it, realize it, the Quran is telling us. God, I'm not saying this. It's the Quranic verse. The Quran is telling us the reality. Ya ayyatu an-nafsul mutma'innah. Allah has mentioned this verse. What has Allah Ta'ala said? That this is the maqam to attain this status where Allah Ta'ala says, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan, that at the time of death you want the high status, the successful status to come to me successful. Then the amal, the action that you need to make effort on, if you are successful and make an effort on that action, then you will get the successful death. And what is that action? Allah Ta'ala says, for your nafs, your desires that make your nafsul mutma'inna. Yeah, we don't even know what is nafsul mutma'inna. We have no knowledge. We are lost in pounds, dunya, currency. We don't know what is nafsul mutmainna. Do you know what is nafsul mutmainna? Nobody. Shall I tell you in Gujarati? This is such a word, not in Gujarati, Farsi, English, Persian. We won't realize. We'll realize this in what? The Jannah word in Arabi. The language of Arabi. And this is the word we'll have to analyze. What is this? Nafsul mutmainna. So what is this? Nafse mutmainna. So this is the word. This is the secret to success, the highest maqam. The Allah Ta'ala said, those in the world I defined that I am pleased with them, the Sahaba Ikram. Why were they given this rank? Because they had this, their nafs were mutma'inna. They had nafsul mutma'inna. Their desires, their inner self, their ego, their state was nafsul mutma'inna. Say subhanallah. Every Sahabi had this nafs. He had attained this level. So, nafs, the nafs, the desires, the inner desires that are contained within us, this is the difficult hurdle that we need to cross and jump over without any obstacles. We have to work on this. There are three levels of nafs, three categories. Yeah, the nafs, our internal self, our ego, our nafs, our desires, three levels. One is nafsul ammara, this is Quran that tells us. The second is nafsul lawwamah. And the third is nafsul mutma'inna, subhanallah. The three levels. Now these three categories of nafs, these are the three levels or stages or steps of nafs here. And here we need to imagine today and consider, where am I stood today? I have to analyze and measure and gauge, where do I stand today? And I'll realize that what is the effect of my salah, Quran, my umrah, my hajj, my tahajjud. If these amal are affected in a positive way, these ibadat, then we'll realize that what stage is my nafs on? The right stage or on the low stage? So first, what's the first level or the low level? Nafsul ammara. So what is the speciality or quality of nafsul ammara? Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that this nafs, this level of desire, ego, the person who has this nafs or the person who is hovering on this stage or level, then what does he do? Bisu nafsul ammara. Allah says then his action, that person, that insan, that woman, that man, that brother, sister, every time that person's thinking about doing bad, about doing sin, one sin, second sin, do this, do that. In other words, the nafs will influence that person towards bad. The person within him has such desires, ego, nafs, that his self is saying sin all the time. Let's look at this, let's go and do that bad action, let's do this action. Sin. We all know what is sin, don't we? So if we have the desire for continual sin, isolation, alone, I'm more immersed in sin, my desires increase, I'll just do this, oh, just look at this. Oh, it's follow this. Oh, it's khair. Oh, it doesn't make any difference. Sin. Inviting me towards bad, my nafs. So that is nafsul ammara. That person is in the stage of nafsul ammara. May Allah forgive and save us from this nafs stage. The love of the dunya is overwhelmed. That person, he doesn't know what is haram, halal, no manners, lost in the dunya, mal, wealth, awlad, children, wife, children. And he, due to all of these things, commits sins, sin upon sin. Always this dawah invitation to sin is within that person. Everything that Allah Ta'ala said, don't go to, don't do, he will look at. After praying salah, he'll carry on doing those sins. Coming back from hajj, do the same actions. Coming back from tabligh, same actions, sins. He's doing bad sin, the things don't stop, the sins don't stop. So this is the reflection of nafsul ammara. And may Allah forgive us and protect us from this. And very quickly we can identify my nafs on this level. That will dhikr give benefit to this nafs? What will give us the benefit? From the level of nafs that we are on. That if this has happened, then we say, okay, we are in the wrong. Not that, for example, if a person is doing dhikr, no, every dhakir will go to Jannah. That dhakir will go to Jannah who is saved or saves himself from the bad level of nafs. Say subhanallah, that person will go. That namazi will go to Jannah who is detached from nafsul ammara. Otherwise, nobody will go. It doesn't matter what that person is doing. So, when the nafsul ammara is corrected, you start doing the dhikr of Allah, the tariqah Allah will tell us, Allah will tell us the method, that how does the improvement change come? With the fadl of Allah, this nafs, when it improves, it goes into the second category. What is that called? Nafsul lawwama. Nafsul lawwama. So what's the quality of nafsul lawwama? This now, the nafs ascends a higher level. What's the characteristics of nafs al-lawwama? A person starts to understand and categorize and recognize, oh, he commits a sin, oh, he starts to regret. I shouldn't have sinned. Say subhanallah. When he does a bad deed or says a bad thing, oh, I did wrong here, I shouldn't have done this wrong. When he leaves salah, I've made a mistake, I shouldn't have left salah. When he commits a haram deed, a wrong deed before, he had no care, no differentiation, carry on sinning upon sin. But now, this regret comes, resignation comes, I shouldn't have done this action, I should pray salah, I should do good. Then when that person does tawbah, repents, and he does repents a bit, then he goes back towards the sins again, then he commits the sins again, then after a while he feels bad, regret comes. The person who is in this sort of conundrum, vicious cycle, is not in nafse ammara, but not in nafse mutmainna, then he's in nafse lawwama, the middle stage. Say subhanallah. So the categories change, he's got regret, does tawbah, then regrets again, then sins again, but he's not succeeded yet. The right time for death hasn't come for that person, he's not got success. Still going towards dunya, backward step, one step forward, two steps back. Oh, I'm going to leave this sin, no, I'm going to leave this sin. He says this, he does good deeds for a few days, then he goes back towards the sin. Then 5 days he tries hard, no, I'm going to do dhikr, I'm going to go to the good gatherings, to Allah's house. I'm going to go on tabligh. I'm going to do chilla 40 days. I'm going to fast this many days. One chilla he does, and many days he fasts, then he disappears again. It happens, doesn't it? So what do we call this? Nafse lawama. So we should ask Allah refuge from this level as well. Because this is playing games. Yes, Jekyll and Hyde, two opposite faces. And so now if that person works more harder on nafse, so first he was on nafse amara, lowest level, then he comes into nafse lawama, he continues to work hard, doesn't lose hope, doesn't give up. Then the individual will get to the level of nafsul mutma'inna, subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? What is mutma'inna? Nafsul mutma'inna. And what is the quality of this nafs? This is the golden stage, the golden level, subhanAllah. The one that shines, that glows. Jannati, the person becomes. Deserved of paradise. Totally deserved of paradise. And he's walking around the world living and he's deserved of Jannah. What is the sign of this nafs, highest stage? Nafsul mutmainna. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to have all the sign of this nafs. And the sign of this nafs, of possessing this nafs, is that person doesn't just pray salah, he's not just haji sahib, he's not just a dhakir, he's not just a tabliki, he's not just a person who recites Quran. Rather, what's the quality within that person? Subhanallah. What's the quality that that person has? That with ibadat, with the worship, his desires at the same time in parallel, what does it become? It becomes natural for that person to do good. Just like we have that natural trait and habit to eat good things. If good food comes, we want to eat. If we have good fragrance, we want to smell it. If we hear something good, we're happy. This is the nature, fitrat of man, isn't it? Obviously, for example, now you leave here, astaghfirullah, if the dog, or you see some stool, excrement, you won't feel good. Or if there's a mice there or a rat, you won't feel like eating, or etc. So this is called natural habitat, natural habits or natural traits, good or bad. For example, Hazrat said that urine or excrement gives you the sense of bad feeling. So when a person gets nafsul mutmainat, so he will just feel the same way with regards to sins, even the minutest of sins, it will make him feel so bad and negative that don't ask him, he'll feel bad and upset. He'll want to avoid the sins. Subhanallah. He says, no. This is, He starts to feel like vomiting. He feels like he wants to vomit. Wallahi. A person when he sins, who's on the high level of Salmut, when he lies, he'll say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. How did I lie? He feels bad and upset. Even a small sin that is uttered from his mouth, his breath, he feels bad. So the first sign of the person who's on the high level of nafsul mutmainna, he starts to dislike sins, hate sins, and his characteristics, qualities are such that he dislikes sin. Not just, for example, I don't like sin, or no. People, even if they force him, no, it's okay, eat it, take a bit of interest, it's alright, you'll be successful. After that, you can repay it and do this and that. That man says, for the sake of Allah, no, toba. I'd rather die but not take interest. Oh no, they say, no, it's okay, everyone does it. That same person who himself would distribute interest in riba to people or give them advice, he doesn't want to hear that anyone's interest. Astaghfirullah, don't tell me that. Sood, riba. No. This is the nafs that is formed, developed and improved. And the second quality of the individual who's on nafsul mutmainna, his quality, his feelings, his habits are such that every action, whatever he does, he will want to do it according to the sharia. Say subhanallah. Where he will never say anything or do anything. He said, does sharia allow me to do this or not? Say subhanallah. That, okay, let's do this. Well, it's a big business about to succeed. We're going to do this. And the proposal comes. I can do this. I can succeed in this way. Many proposals come. So we'll say, okay, fine. Just wink here now. And we can compromise. Oh, what difference does it make? We'll come back to the deen after. This is our story, isn't it? Oh, it's okay. Good transaction. Let's take the mal, the stock. Doesn't matter if it's a bit of haram there. Who's watching? No one's watching. We'll see after. I'll do tawbah after. It's okay. Do it. No one's going to say anything. It's only a child. He doesn't need to keep the beard. He's young. He's got years to go. It'll be fine. So, because we don't have the natural inclination. But when the individual gets to the high level of nasul mutmainna, then what happens? Then the individual in his home, he will not allow a person to be there if he's not praying salah. If she's not praying salah, he won't allow. He'll say that either this person will stay or I will stay. I don't want to argue, but our sort of chemistry is not there. We've got a clash. How can I eat with this person? His wife, for example, you've heard events. The pious predecessors, that they would never eat from the hands of that woman who cooked the food if she didn't pray salah. They would realize that, is there barakah in this food? They said, no, I cannot eat the foods. Allah Ta'ala would give the inspiration. Hazrat Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah, he wouldn't say, but he'd say, no, I don't feel like eating at the moment. He would leave the food, because that food, if it was cooked by a woman who didn't pray salah, then he would feel that. And for example, she didn't do parda, observe parda, she didn't pray, she didn't follow the laws of Sharia. No, she's just come back from doing Umrah, she's pious Muttaki sister, and she drank jugs of Zamzam, and that's the water of Jeddah nowadays. These bottles, all of these, forgive me. So, she did Umrah, she had ajwa dates, and look, she's cooked the chapati for you, but the walis of Allah knew that where's the noor within this person. And the noor of iman will be there, that if we live our lives according to Allah Ta'ala Sharia, not just by making our faces, donning our faces and having imama and white libas. Many people are walking around like this today. Aha. Isn't it? But noor, bring noor and light into the deen. Such noor that people see and recognize. Allah says, this is the noor that will succeed on the day of judgment. That will be recognized. This is the ruh, the iman, the spirit that will be presented. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, isn't it clearly about the noor and the light that will be shown? Allah, please make the noor of my iman, the light of my mind, complete today. That what a great program and schedule Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Let's open our eyes. Let's realize the reality. If the janazah is in front of us, then we should think that, yaar, that this verse, has my brother departed the world in implementing this verse? Think with iman, with belief and honesty, that yesterday my sister, she passed away, or my brother who passed away, or my relative who's gone, a Muslim, this brother is parting. We should stand and think about these things. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq would think this. Hazrat Salman would think this. Rasulullah himself would go to the graves afterwards and look and ponder. We say, no, quickly bury him or her. Quickly get out of here so we don't have to think. And let's just make some food and zarda pilau and have khatam sharif and gather the people after the grave, after the janazah. We're more worried about the food. One person dies, where the khatams are in Pakistan, khatam for this person, that. But this job will do. All of the actions of the dunya we can do. Line them up, A to Z. Line them up, so many of them. But such a libas, an individual who wears, whose qalb is mutmain, in his imam, there's pride. And it doesn't allow that person, for example, to wear the kurta, white libas, or white imama, white dhoti, and he's doing a fraud if he's got the attire, and he's got riya within him, if he's not on the haq path. We need to think here, we need to ponder, that when Nabi al-Kareem, if you're wearing his libas and his example, such a great attire, then am I on that maqam, or am I on the path of riya? When a person, for example, is not fulfilling the haq, the right of this attire, then he's doing riya, pride. No, don't ask me. I remember an old point. He had a black blanket he wrapped around him, bichara, the poor soul. He said, I've come to the Umrah and everyone looking at me, and I'm doing amal on the sunnah, Medina, whoever sees me, where have you come from, mashallah, you're doing amal on the sunnah. And he just had a blanket wrapped around him, and he considered himself pious and glorified. So the person who has these thoughts in his heart, that he wants piety and recognition, which is a great action, the sunnah has become am and common, and there is a cure for this. And this is Zahir, I'm telling you, for this reason, so that we can do muhasab and reflect upon our own status, that wearing dhoti and the attire, kurta, etc., this will not give success. First, consider, am I deserving of this? Or am I wearing this to show people so they consider me as good and think I'm pious? Is my character reflecting this? Is my akhlaq reflecting this? Tell me. Or is this not the case that tomorrow, that people criticize me, oh, look at him, he's got the appearance, attire, he's got to give me this much money, he's got to give me this much stock. He's taken everything of mine, and yesterday I saw him with a girl wandering around. I saw him doing these actions. This is that person, he don't pray salah. He doesn't pray salah. Don't take what I'm saying badly, my friends, but this is reality. So this will become double sin on our heads. And Allah bless, bring ourselves on that maqam that we deserve to practice the sunnah. Let's make our characters deserving of the sunnah. Otherwise, what will it be? It will be empty, hollow practice of the deen for riyah, to show off, to let people see that we've got outward appearance. Let's control ourselves within. So there are three nafs levels, and I have to analyze every day. Where am I standing? Which level am I on? Nafsi Ammara. So whoever understands, say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. What a beautiful point we're learning today. How Allah Ta'ala is preparing us, educating us, and even then we go into hellfire, Jahannam. Tell me. That, my friends, this is important. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah to do amal on this, to practice one sunnah, you get the reward of 100 shaheed. Yes, yes. But if we are showing off and practicing the sunnah, then there will be 100 jahannams that we will earn. So two opposite extremes. If you're doing an amal, an action based on showing off and people, you want recognition. Or if you're doing the action to revive the sunnah, then the difference between the two is like the difference between the sky and the earth. If your character is bad, evil, and you got libas and the appearance of Rasulullah sunnah, just like we have so-called archishiks today, now when the Rabiul Awwal come, 12th and Julus and marches, do we want to be like this? Just empty hollow boxes? This is riya. This is showing off. There's no reality of this. This will evaporate like water. Our hajj will evaporate. Oh, I'm going on umrah, I'm going on umrah, I'm doing this. One hajj is fard, one in their life. And may Allah Ta'ala accept that. Yes, remember this point. Yakin, and most definitely these are great ibadat, great acts of worship, no doubt. No doubt Allah, may Allah Ta'ala send us many times on umrah, many times on hajj. But let's first develop our character so we're deserving of these actions. As Allah Ta'ala said, ascend beyond nafsul ammara, leave nafsul lawama, to face life and embrace nafsul mutmainna. Every footstep analyze, ponder. Life is a great asset. Don't just think I'm praying salam free, I'm forgiven, baksh gaya main. No, these things won't give success. I speak openly and straightforward and honestly, my brothers. Until death, the Quran orders that until death, continue to check yourself. Continue to analyze yourself. As long as death does not come, until yaqeen of the death doesn't come, beware, how dare we consider that we're free and successful. Allah says, continue to remember me, do my dhikr, don't deceive yourself. This subhanAllah is the cure. The cure. But we just do dhikr for 4 days and we start thinking I should be a khalifa and deputy of the sheikh. 2 days. For example, if you do dhikr, I pray tahajjud for 2 days, I think I'm a wali Allah. No. Humble. We need to humble ourselves. So do you understand what I'm saying? So this is nafsul mutmainna. Now we need to work hard to attain this level. Don't just listen. Work hard. Before today, after today, what do we need today? I have to analyze which level of nafs am I stood upon. Which level? Straightforward. Stand in front of the mirror. Ask myself, what am I? Where am I? My nafs told me to do this. Run to this woman. Look at these films. Look at these scenes. Shaitaniyat is within me, influencing me. And this money, unlawful, deceive people, commit fraud, do haram, and do wrong to people. And this is a life worse than a donkey. Let's just stand in front of the mirror and say, I'm worse than a donkey. I'm not even a human being. Slap yourself in the mirror. Is this how I want to pass away? I have to change myself for the better. And then after that, after promise myself, then I'll tell you the tariqah. But the Quran is saying this. I'm not saying this. The Quran gives the woman. I read the Quran in front of you in this same verse. But if you sit in front of the walis of Allah and learn, educate yourself, then you'll realize what Allah Ta'ala is saying, isn't it? So this is a great tafsir I'm giving to you today that I've heard from a wali of Allah myself. This is the tafsir that you learn from a wali Allah, that I heard myself, how he gave the commentary and the solution from this verse. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Embrace these words, these are very valuable. So first thing Allah Ta'ala made us understand is what? That your desire should be this, that you go on the highest level of nafsul mutmainna, and you should prepare in this way. This is how your life should be. And the most successful person is the person who is on the level of nafsul mutmainna. We are wasting our time if we don't get to nafsul mutmainna. So from nafsul ammara, I have to get to lawama. And how do I get from lawama to mutmainna? How? How do I ascend the levels and improve? The Quran says, Ya ayyuhal nafsul mutmainna irji ila rabbika radiyatan mardiyya fadkhuli fi ibadi. وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. What a great point. The walis of Allah, the pious predecessors, the mufassirin, the commentators said that. Imagine here, imagine, gauge it. How did Allah Ta'ala give this message? First Allah gave us the schedule of life, isn't it? And Allah didn't just say this, after that going to paradise. No, Allah Ta'ala said, first prepare for success. How? Then you'll be deserving of Jannah. What is that preparation? فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. That to improve your nafs, to prepare, how will you prepare? فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. That you need to sit with the wali of Allah who has nafsul mutamainna. Yes, but we don't have time. Now I have to go to Pakistan, I need to go to India to get a sheikh. I say, if we are honest and sincere, even if I have to travel to the other part of the world to pick up the slippers of a wali of Allah, then even that's a cheap bargain. And I've done this myself. I travel from this country, 3,000-4,000 miles I would travel just to improve my nafs. And I didn't even manage to do that. I'm worse than you, more impure than you, like the dust on your shoes. But I tried that I need to crush my desires. And there was a sheikh sat 3,000-4,000 miles away. Great sheikh who improved the nafs, trained the individuals. The person like me, I used to leave my shop, my home, my children. I travel and I never take a loan. Alhamdulillah would give me the money. I would buy a ticket, purchase it, and from him my safar, my journey was just for one reason, say Subhanallah. This was Allah's hukam, that you cannot get nafsul mutmainnah, you won't get in a masjid, nowhere. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي, Allah says in the Quran, that you will attain nafsul mutmainnah only through one action. Most definitely you will have to take the company of the wali Allah, the sheikh, and the sheikh is that person who is the malik, the tutor, who can educate you to ascend to the level of nafsul mutmainnah. And I saw this with my bare eyes. All night long I can speak about my sheikh. I can sit on this prayer mat and swear by Allah about my sheikh, my teacher, that all his life, I spent my whole life with him, Makkah, Medina. I swear by Allah, I saw no individual greater than him, and I saw no one with a greater level of nafs than his. He had a great control in his nafs. I lived my life with my sheikh. Not once did I see, hear from my sheikh, from Hazrat Sahib's blessed words, I never heard him say. What a great human being he was. And when insan would come in front of him, the greatest of sinners would come in front of him. With the fadl of Allah, he'd be sitting there. Hazrat wouldn't give a taqreer, no speech, no wires, no lecture, no Muslim, masail, questions, answers. He was a great alim. My sheikh was a great alim. He was a student of Hazrat Tanwi, Hazrat Rashid Ahmad Gongohi. My sheikh spent time with him, learned from him, had some of them. Hazrat Sheikhul Hadith Mulana Zikr Sahab and my sheikh were class fellows in Saranpur. I'm speaking of my Hazrat, my sheikh. But when someone would say, Hazrat, what's the answer to this question? He would say, I'm a jahil, ask an alim. Subhanallah, such humility. I've never seen someone so humble. Somewhere along the line, somebody shows off, isn't it, about some of his assets and attributes, but no. So this was nafsul mutmainnah. So when a person considers himself as the worst, and when a person with nafsul amara or lawama would come to Hazrat and had a correct intention, then he would depart from Hazrat's company with nafsul mutmainnah, guaranteed. But we have to make effort. But we say, no, I want to sit in the masjid, al-falah, zikr happens there, and I can only earn a bit of reward. Why are we making ourselves foolish in our lives? Such a cheap transaction we think is jannah. You know, Hazrat, for example, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, he was laid down on the hot rocks and he had the marks of the hot sand, and Hazrat Khabbab had marks on his body, and they were slain. The Sahaba Ikram, look at their bodies in Uhud, they were slain. And what was their desire? That one desire, that we want to go and give the message to Rasulullah, that one of your ashik, he's in this hal and nothing else, that I'm departing. Please do dua for me, Ya Rasulullah. Please pray for my success. And what a dua Rasulullah did for his companions. So, if they did great actions, their salah, well, look at their salah. They could have sat down in the masjid. No. They demonstrated their friends, the life that's to come after this world, and we have to get success. Irji'i ila rabbika radiyum madhiya. That Allah Ta'ala said that don't consider that hereafter will be easy. Death is severe. A person, his eyes, when he sees death, he will struggle and he loses speech, and the death overcomes a person. Like Allah Ta'ala has defined in the Quran, that a person loses breath and shakes and trembles, all of the fussiness and the arrogance disappears at the time of death. And how fortunate will be that person who all his life, that man or woman, the person who tried for nafsul mutmainnah. Nafsul mutmainnah, what is nafsul mutmainnah? That all his life long, all the life of that person, the markaz, the center point, is that every practice and second and moment of our life should be a reflection of Sharia and Sunnah. Home, wife, children, work. How much does the Sharia allow me to do this action? And home, if there's someone who doesn't pray Salah, if there's fasad at home, no parda at home, then that home, my heart will not feel like living there, I'll feel like vomiting. Why is this sin happening here? But, subhanAllah, then people who have such an environment, they stand, they do dua, and the pious person does dua for them, then their lives improved. Subhanallah. So if a bit of challenge comes in life, then we run back to sin. We have company with the sinful people. Oh, I pray Salah. If he doesn't pray, what difference does it make? I should still sit with him. He'll pray one day. I'm praying. And no, beware. This is not the condition and company we should have. This is nafsi amara. Do you understand what I'm saying, my friends, or not? You're not understanding what I'm saying? The people who are saying, understand, say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So from today, are we going to prepare? Are all the people sitting in nafsul mutmainnah, are you prepared? So let's look in our lives, the framework of our lives, and how will I get nafsul mutmainnah? What ibadah do I have to take? What action? What act of worship? What is it? To take the company of the friend of Allah. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. After that Allah says, وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Subhanallah. After that, Allah Ta'ala says, if he's giving you the certificate of Nafsul Mutmainna, if your sheikh educates you, I swear by Allah, the friends of Allah give the certificate. That individual, if he said that he's got Nafsul Mutmainna, then he's not given the certificate, rather Allah Rabbul Alameen has given the certificate of success that this person deserves. Jannah, look for them, sift out the dunya for them. Look for the sheikh. If you have the sight, then Allah will send you, but we don't appreciate. We don't value anything that's good. We are sad there again, haughtiness. Nafs, but we should appreciate, value the walis of Allah, attain from the wali of Allah, the good things. Don't do nonsense actions and fuzool actions. Don't become monkeys. Don't just think this is libas and I'm successful. Libas, sunnah, libas won't give us success on it. First, make your nafsul mutma'inna. Yes, become a person who's restless. Don't sit with ease until we don't get to this rank and status. Let's do dua to Allah. That Allah, I am the worst. We are the worst of patients. Do dua for me. That Allah Ta'ala also gives me the ascension to the nafsul mutmainna when we depart from this world. Radiyatam maradiyya, when we depart this world. And the angels call, Allah is pleased with you. Allah is pleased with you. Then we'll enjoy. Irji'i ila rabbika radiyatam maradiyya. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's it. How many times have you recited this verse? You hafiz, qari, reciters. But today we've understood the subject only today. That this is how we should live. This is the life. That's why we're imama, keep the beard, we follow sunnah. Do this, definitely. But first, measure and gauge the nafs. That don't do this to show off. Don't have pride. Okay, no amal should have pride. Do hajj, give zakah. Pray tahajjud, alhamdulillah. Whatever you feel like doing. Pray nafil, etc. But look at your nafs, that with which nafs am I doing this ibadah? First and foremost, I need to look inside myself. Wa akhru dawana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ameen.